Most people think President's Day in February was created to honor George Washington and Lincoln. Nope. According to the federal government's website, USA.gov,
Washington's birthday is observed the third Monday of February in honor of George Washington. And many groups honor the legacy of past presidents on this date.
In other words, honor whomever you like that day, but it's really for George. Julius Francis spent his life trying to change that. He was a druggist from Buffalo, New York, and he worshipped Lincoln.
In the 1860s, Francis traveled the country for 5 years, acquiring tidbits of Civil War memorabilia, newspapers about the war, and signatures from veterans and war officials. 11,822 of them.
That's according to a book about his items called The Lincoln Memorial Collection. Then he had 3 ornate wooden cases built to house them. One case alone cost $1,500 back in the 1800s.
By the way, Francis was a bachelor, and that was probably a good thing.
Why was he so passionate about the Civil War and Lincoln? The book quotes a minister who said Francis wanted to, quote, show how much our civil liberties have cost us.
At some point, Francis decided that amassing memorabilia wasn't enough. He had to commemorate Lincoln.
From then on, making Abe's birthday a national holiday became Francis's, quote, wife and his life, according to the Western New York Heritage Press website.
It was an expensive spouse.
He created the Lincoln Birthday Association in Buffalo and got 50 people to ask Congress to make Lincoln's birthday a national holiday.
Congress did nothing.
Francis was undeterred. He formed an alternate Lincoln Birthday Association in Buffalo, which also appealed to Congress. Again, no luck. So he commemorated the 16th president in his own way. Beginning in 1874, he held a free bash in Buffalo on Lincoln's birthday. It had decorations, music, speakers, and poems written especially for the occasion. And he visited local schools and bought materials for the kids to honor Lincoln. His obsession cost Francis about $20,000, according to the Buffalo Historical Society's 1902 publication. That's about $500,000 today.
Was it all for naught?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. Lincoln's birthday isn't a national holiday, but Buffalo still holds an annual ceremony for Lincoln's birthday, making it the longest-running celebration of its kind in the country.